Brooke, you're going for 7 wins in a row today.
Okay.
And we'll see if you can get it done against Marcella from Spokane. Hello, Marcella.
Hi, how are you? I'm from Seattle, not Spokane. I just live in Spokane.
Oh, it says Spokane on here.
I think she lives in Spokane.
She lives in Spokane.
I live in Spokane.
Yeah, but she's from Seattle.
Oh, I misspoke. Okay.
Yeah. It's a long commute every day.
Yeah. I've heard Spokane is the jewel of Washington.
No.
I actually lived in Spokane. I love that city.
Okay, yeah.
I'm serious.
And
it gets so much, it gets a bad rap for some reason.
Bing Crosby is from Spokane. That's did you know that?
Yes, I did.
Is he your neighbor, Marcella?
I don't think.
Not that I'm aware of, but I know that the Bing Crosby Theater is in downtown Spokane.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool.
Oh, that makes sense.
And the new Riverfront Park. Have you seen the new playground down there yet?
I heard, actually.
Yeah, it is pretty beautiful.
Oh!
There are some really beautiful places out here.
See?
It's just, I think when you're from the coast and you're used to being near water, I feel landlocked over here.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. We're so used to having
Get on the river. You'll eventually end up at the ocean.
All right, let's send Brooke out of the studio while that happens. You know how the game's played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know one, just say pass, and you have to beat Brooke outright to win. You ready?
Okay.
Your time starts now. On this day in 2003, NASA launched the Spirit Rover to explore what planet?
Oh, Jupiter.
Is the official name Pike Place Market without an S or Pike's Place Market with an S?
No S.
When driving in the United States, warning signs are always in what shape?
Triangle.
What type of animal is a kookaburra? Cat, bird, or rodent?
Rodent.
What is the technical term for someone who studies the atmosphere?
Seismologist? No, that's so wrong.
It's a good guess, though.
We got a guess in. Okay, Brooke's going to come back into the studio.
Okay, she's here now.
And Marcella, just to, I don't know, I need a confidence boost today. What's your favorite part of our show?
Compliment.
The energy. Your guys' energy. I love it.
Awesome!
I listen to it via satellite every single day, like for the past 5 years that I've lived over here. So.
Hey, I'm a true fan. We love you. We should just let her win.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I agree.
You're the best.
Okay, Brooke. You're up. Here we go.
Yeah, okay.
Your time starts now. On this day in 2003, NASA launched the Spirit Rover to explore what planet?
Mars.
Is the official name Pike Place Market without an S or Pike's Place Market with an S?
No S.
When driving in the United States, warning signs are always in what shape?
Triangle.
What type of animal is a kookaburra? Cat, bird, or rodent?
Bird.
What is the technical term for someone who studies the atmosphere?
Meteorologist.
In a standard game of Monopoly, how much money do you receive for passing Go?
$100.
Answers are in. We're going to the scoreboard to see how you both did with Jose.
This is degrading and humiliating.
Bolaños.
Marcella, you got 2 correct today.
Oh, man.
That's okay.
Brooke,
yep.
You did get an extra question in hand. You didn't need it. You got 5.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Wow.
You are good, bro.
I smoked you today, Marcella.
Yeah, you did.
Let's go over the answers for everyone. On this day in 2003, NASA launched the Spirit Rover to explore Mars.
Cool.
The official name of that market in Seattle is Pike Place Market with no S.
I still call it Pike's Place all the time.
And you're from Tacoma.
And I'm like, literally, yeah. Oh, that's true.
When driving in the United States, warning signs are always triangle shape. A kookaburra is a bird.
Oh.
The technical term for studies the atmosphere is a meteorologist. And in Monopoly, when you pass Go, you get $200.
Ooh. Stop shorting everyone, Brooke. I hope you're not the banker.
I gave myself
$200. So
he was counting, trying to give me $100 today.
Oh, yeah, that's it. That's it, Marcella. It
unfortunately, we can't give you that $100. But
I know, right?
Just for playing, you do get a $25 Amazon gift card. Good for anything on Amazon's website. And if you're a Prime member, some things have free 2-day shipping, or you can try out one of their new delivery programs, Jose Prime.
Ooh,
which it's 8-day shipping, and when it finally does arrive, the box is partially coated in red goo on the bottom for some weird reason.
Don't ask why.
Yeah. It's cool that you're doing a thing with Amazon, Jose.
Yeah, it's crazy. They don't even pay me.
Yeah, wow.
I don't think Amazon even knows that it's happening.
Yeah, I just kind of take packages and deliver them.
Yeah.
All right, Marcella.
Oh, wow.
Will you enjoy your day in Spokane?
Okay, thank you.
And your afternoons.
Yes,
yeah.
And your afternoon. Say hi to Bing Crosby for us. We'll be back to play Winbrook's Bucks same time tomorrow.